Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, unfortunately, going for dreams in Hollywood has been very tough for me. For many years, I was, you know, I got rejected from labels. The time-consuming methods of trying to make it. You know, I had to get vocal lessons, and then I remember I used to go out and to try to make sure I was at a club where I could sing, where people could see me. Whether I was by myself or with a band. Stop getting into bands or just being a solo artist. But another thing that's part of the why it's so tough to go for the Hollywood dream, you know, because I lived nearby Hollywood for years and I was in Hollywood too, was dealing with dream killers. We all know that, I know, you know, there's so many artists of all types, shapes, and sizes. And then a lot of struggling artists are not just in Van Nuys or Pasadena or West Hollywood, Burbank, Santa Monica. There's a whole bunch of millions who come out here to be an actor, or a singer, or a comedian, a movie director, or whatever it is, you know, musician. I'm one of them who came out here to be a singer, musician. And it's been very difficult. My dream didn't come true. I finally got to the point where I was in a professional level where I was putting my songs out and people can buy the song and they can see my videos, they can see me online, so I did get to a professional level, so I'm happy for that. But still a struggle. But when I hear the dream killers, which is the other obstacle, or evil people, say that my size, being obese, or I'm disabled, should be a barrier to stop me from making my dreams come true, it makes me very upset. This is obviously the case as in everyday life society, and especially in Hollywood from observation, that there are many musicians who are disabled. They have disabilities like diabetes, they have mental health problems, physical problems, etc. Many musicians who made it have disabilities. They suffer from some mental health disorder, or they suffer from all kinds of stuff. Diabetes, they suffer, you know, some of the greatest musicians, legendary musicians, were blind. There were some musicians who were obese who made it. There were some musicians who were mentally disabled when they got discovered. There's a bunch of musicians in West Hollywood who are mentally disabled and living on the street playing a guitar or piano or love to sing. Some of them got discovered as mentally disabled. So when I bring this up, when somebody near me said I shouldn't make it because I'm mentally disabled or how long I've been disabled or so on, that is a sociopath. What are they talking about? There are millions who have been disabled. For me, yes, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay. Okay? It's because of years of living on the streets and bad experiences and stuff like that. But I'm aware of everything. That should not be a hindrance to me getting into the music industry or be getting discovered to go to the big time, is it? It shouldn't be. So I think that it's important for me not to listen to that crap and continue to do what I need to do. whether I stop or not. And I'll make a decision on that real soon. Will depend on whether I want to do it, because it's a very difficult life. And going for that dream in music, just like in acting or so on, it's a lot of rejections. It's time-consuming effort to be in the industry, and it could take a very long time. The truth is, that is how it is. It's not about just going to American Idol or something like that. Most people don't get to that level. There's so much competition. It takes a very long time, and what it involves, one major thing, you know, effort is definitely one of the key, you know, to go for it. You have to keep playing or keep singing or keep releasing or keep putting yourself, you know, promoting. But the other thing is luck. And a lot of people don't have that luck variable, the right place at the right time. Doesn't matter how talented I am or whatever. I can have the greatest voice or the greatest whatever, greatest song ever. It's not going to happen if I don't put myself out there, because putting myself out there enough times, I need luck. Even then, it's no guarantee. It's very difficult. It's even more difficult now with COVID, and people are getting sick of COVID who are out there. Some people lost their lives trying to make it in the industry, getting sick with COVID. Artists got sick with COVID. They got sick with COVID. So they were disabled because of COVID. Some lost their jobs because of COVID. Oh, that's another thing. I don't think if an artist is unemployed and they're very good at their craft of singing and writing, so do that mean they shouldn't be in the Hollywood industry and make it to the big time? I don't think that's fair. And this is also going on in New York City and major Nashville, major places where people go for dreams. It's a luck factor. You could be the greatest voice, or you can be a little, whatever. Greatest song, whatever. I'm going to bring about the obesity thing because, you know, I'm heavy set, but that shouldn't deter me from being in the industry. People go by the way I look or whatever. That's not going to get, this is no Milli Vanilli. No more. This is no, the 80s glam rock or whatever where you're on MTV. Of course, people do look good though they pick in the industry, but there's no guarantee. There's a lot of good-looking people who got discovered and never sold a record. Or a lot of people who are good-looking and never got anywhere. So it's about luck, and it's about effort, or you're being talented, and it's about being at the right place at the right time. It really is, and there's no guarantee. For me, it's just rejections and rejections and ignored, and they have a good reason. But one thing is, How someone's age, if someone is 70 and playing a guitar and they could write a good song, they should be, if they wrote the greatest song in the world, they should be given a chance at song, get credit for a song that can take them to the big time, because if they got the talent to write a great song, they should be discovered. So what I'm trying to say is age, or whether someone's disabled or someone's size, how tall they are or how fat they are or skinny are, or any other barrier, should not stop someone's dreams from coming in true in Hollywood. You know, because everybody in their own way is unique, truly unique.
My favorite.
unique, as you know. Sorry about that. But that's a song that is about people have their own unique style. But really, in order to make it, you have to persist. It may take years. And you need a luck factor. So it's no guarantee, but persisting and creating and persisting at it, putting myself out there, that's the key, if I have any chance. So difficult to get to the next level. But what I'm trying to talk about in this show is that the dream killers bring up, or evil people bring up, disability or size or obesity or age, you know. I don't think that should be a barrier if you got the talent. If you got the talent, you should go to the next level. And there's a lot of people who are talented. It's just persisting. It takes years. One thing that gets me angry about the hate mongers in my area is that one person said I could be a talented comedian. And I think they say that too because I joke around. There's a lot of creators who joke around. The creative process of being a creator. You act like a child. You know, actors, singers, and so on. That doesn't mean I'm going to be a comedian, but it's really offensive to those who really do want to be a comedian, who's over there in a comedy store, who want to make a living at it. And then what was really offensive about it is that they were saying it to be as a hobby, to just do it and just have fun. I would find that offensive because if you're a comedian and you really want to go to the next level, be on TV, get a TV show or all that, no, that's not a hobby. And I ain't come out to Hollywood to make music or to sing for a hobby. I didn't do it to be an amateur or just sit on my ass and play guitar for somebody and just feel good and that's it, or play for a party and then that's it. I did it because I believe in myself. And there's a lot of people out here who have that dream. Unfortunately, a lot of people gave up. Understandably so, because it takes too long to get there, or they want to go get a day job. Yes, I had to have something to fall back on. That's why I went back to college. I have some brains, you know. But I still always had that dream. But I joke around, but I am not doing it to be a comedian for a living. But, you know, with respect to people who actually do, but I'm definitely not doing it for no hobby. And I'm not playing music just to have fun. I'm playing it to make it to the industry. That's why I'm at the professional level. And they brought up I should go into a rock group. I think they're out of touch with that. I'm not, you know, right now with COVID, I'm not interested in no rock group right now. But I'm open-minded if people want to get to the next level, because I had too many struggles, barriers, in getting the right band. So I had to go the solo route because the breakups and, you know, just like the time where we could have went to, you know, out to sing and somebody quit. But I'm open when somebody wants to go out there and play to get to the next level, yes. But not on an amateur or not for a hobby. But I don't want people to judge me or try to prevent me from being in the industry based on my size or my age, or they think I'm disabled, because that's unfair. That's taking my dream away or someone else's dream away, because that's not fair. And I don't want people to not consider me because I do podcasts or I sound way off or whatever, and I don't. I want them to just look at my talent as a singer or a songwriter, hopefully, and make the judgments to get me to the next level. That's what it's all about. So I had to put myself out there to get people to hear my songs and to persist as long as possible. if I do quit, I quit on my own terms. Because the years of rejection and time elapsing, consuming effort I try to make it, the years could take a toll. And it's understandably so. I mean, it's really that difficult to make it in the industry. I was just reading about some song took 28 years before it got discovered. Or some people started off when they were a teenager and they got discovered when they were 60. You know, if they have that long, that ability to go that long, they are tremendously strong, courageous, and they deserve so much accolades. But so do all the unsung heroes who come out to Hollywood to be a star. I do not want somebody or the music industry to overlook me because of my personality, because I have a good personality. You know, I don't want them to overlook me because of my size. I don't want to overlook because of my disability, because that doesn't make sense. If I can play the guitar or write the song like I can for several hours and make tons and tons of songs, good songs that can sell, then I should be given that chance to go to the next level. Because I paid my dues many years over. And I'm not doing it for no hobby. You know, when I say hobby, I'm not doing it to just play for fun or just forget about it. And I'm also writing, you know, what makes me feel good or what that comes from the heart. I can't do something that I don't want to do. So I hope that musicians in the music world can see me for who I am, my unique style, like I wrote the song Unique, and look at my talent and not judge me for anything that has nothing to do with talent, but superficiality and taking away someone's dream. And that's in general for anybody. No barriers, age, disability, size, whether you're old or whether you're fat or whether you're disabled, whether you're size or whatever other thing, that should not matter. It matters if I have the talent. It's hard trying to make it an industry, but it's also really unfair while I was working really hard to try to make an industry, here's some evil person trying to say things to people to take my dreams away or say things that don't pertain to the reality of trying to make it in the music or the entertainment industry in Hollywood or anywhere else. Good day, good night from Dove Night.